This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The city of San Bernardino, California, out in the desert, about an hour east of L.A., is bankrupt, filed for protection from its creditors back in August. And ever since, the people there have been trying to figure out a way back to solvency, sure, but also just a way to get their city back. There's no shortage of ideas for solutions, but the problems when a city is broke get pretty hard. Case in point, crime. David Weinberg now has his second in a series about San Bernardino struggles.
2 Baker 13, Channel 5.
It's Friday night in San Bernardino, and I'm riding shotgun with Sergeant David Carlson of the San Bernardino Police Department.
I figured that you might already have sandwiched up for me.
Four teenage girls in short skirts have been pulled over for driving with their lights off. As an officer checks their IDs, we hear gunshots a couple blocks away.
Pop, pop, pop.
Shots fired. Over 15 minutes. 4 to 5 rounds were heard, and then females were heard screaming.
When we arrive at the house where the shots were fired, our headlights illuminate an upside-down plastic storage container and clothing scattered across the front lawn. The front door is open, and an officer looks down at a drop of blood on the floor.
Come back here!
Lock doors,
out,
my boy!
Out! Out!
A woman and her two children stand in the driveway, visibly shaken. The woman holds her 12-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son tight against her chest while the officers search the inside of the house. Sergeant Carlson tries to comfort the kids.
All right, sweetie. I know this was really, really scary. But just take a deep breath. You gotta take care of your sister, okay?
Okay.
All right.
They search for the shooter and the victim with several police cruisers and a helicopter, but neither was found. Sergeant Carlson said it was a pretty slow night compared to most Fridays in San Bernardino, one of the most dangerous cities in California. According to 2010 data, the violent crime rate is twice that of the rest of California. And with the bankruptcy forcing the city to make budget cuts, there are differing opinions on how those cuts should be made.
We say in Holland, we say weak doctors make stinking wounds.
Hans van der Touw grew up in Holland but has lived in San Bernardino for the past 13 years.
In other words, if you don't attack it head on, the wound is going to rot even more.
Van der Touw runs an export business in San Bernardino. He's a regular at city council meetings, and he gives talks to local community groups, often bringing big homemade charts and graphs. He believes public safety should be the city's number one priority.
I would close down anything that is not essential in order to get police, get boots on the ground. And if that means close all the parks, if it means close all the swimming pools, I'm sorry.
Van der Touw says that once crime is under control, the middle class will return to San Bernardino. He says that's the key to balancing the city budget because they will stabilize tax revenue. Tim Prince disagrees. He's the founder of a group called Citizens for Accountable City Government. They're one of several groups that believe that fire and police are overpaid.
There's no doubt about it. 73% of the budget goes to the police and fire unions' benefit.
The actual percentage of the city budget that goes to public safety is about 78%. That was until this week when city council voted to cut $2.9 million from the fire department budget. The city council members who oppose the budget say the cuts don't go deep enough. The average salary for a San Bernardino police officer is $95,000. For firefighters, it's about $145,000. Neither the fire union nor the police union would grant an interview for this story. In the past, the unions have said that San Bernardino has to maintain competitive salaries with wealthier cities if it wants to attract quality employees.
I'm a big supporter of public safety myself, but I understand, like anybody else, you need to know what you can pay for.
Draymond Crawford is a city employee of San Bernardino. He's in charge of graffiti cleanup. He used to work as a police officer in Long Beach when that city was going through a similar economic downturn.
They cut their public safety down to bare minimums. There wasn't no pay raises. And Long Beach had a reputation back then of being a Wild West.
Crawford says that one of the lessons he learned from watching Long Beach's economic recovery was how the city found ways to generate revenue. One of the simplest solutions, which he has tried for years to get San Bernardino to do, is to install parking meters downtown.
Now, San Bernardino, you ain't paid a nickel. These are, I call, missed opportunities.
Crawford admits that parking meters won't solve all the city's problems, but
we may not be where we're at today if we had different revenue streams. Let's say if we'd have had parking meters for the last 10 years, if we'd have had tow yards for the last 10 years, would we be here today facing bankruptcy?
That rhetorical question gets at the heart of the challenge facing San Bernardino. How to correct the mistakes of the past and come up with a plan for the future. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
Speaking of the future, David's back next week with the politics of municipal bankruptcy, city government, and its challenges. For more of his reporting and some pictures from San Bernardino as well, go to our website. It's marketplace.org.